Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hello, welcome to the devotional. And today we are going to see Genesis 24, and where Abraham is sending his servant to get a wife for his son Isaac. Now, Abraham is getting old. He is about 140 years old, and Isaac about 40 years old. We see Abraham telling his oldest servant to go to his own country and to find a wife for Isaac. Abraham is concerned for his son. He doesn't want his son to get married to a Canaanite woman, as they were heathens. He was looking for a good virgin woman who would be a helpmate for his son. Today we see marriages begin in paradise but ends up in court battles. 50% of the marriages end up in divorce. Promises are made in paradise, but they crumble as they build their home in the sand. The early New Testament church met in homes. The home is a mini church where husband and wife build their home on the foundation of Christ. Christ should be the center of their home. This is a good foundation for the home. A godly home who trusts and depends on God is a home sweet home. What mercy is to have an obedient servant, an obedient son, and a gracious God. Now, beloved, there is a remarkable resemblance of Eliezer, Abraham's servant, seeking a wife for Isaac, and the servants of Christ seeking souls for Jesus. Just like Abraham sent his servant to seek a bride for his son, we are commanded by our Master to search for souls and bring them to his son, Jesus Christ. One day, we as the bride of Christ will sit down at the marriage feast in the glory land above. We as Christians should be trusted servants for our Master, the Lord of heaven. We need to be loyal to our Master like the servant of Abraham being loyal to Abraham. Abraham's servant realized that he was not his own, but he was on a mission and he had a goal, that is to do the Lord's will. The phrase, "my Master," occurs 22 times in this chapter. Oh, how we should meditate upon our Master. Just like Abraham's servant, his servant's thoughts were of his master, his words were in praise of his master, his work was on behalf of his master, he was a bond slave for his master. Beloved, this is our position as Christians. We are bond servants of Christ, and our thoughts should be heavenly as our master is in heaven. Our goal should be to do not our will, but what He has commanded us to do, and that is to bring souls to Him. Oh, woe to those ministers, servants of Christ, who serve their own appetite, who serve their own interests, rather than Christ Jesus, who called them to serve Him. Brethren, we are not our own, but purchased by His own blood and slaves of Christ. If you are a slave of Christ, then act like a slave, not like a master. Keep your hearts loyal to Him. Abraham's servant meant business. We too, like every true servant of Christ, must put his master's business before his own comforts. The wedding is ready. Go therefore into the highways and byways and bring souls to Christ. This is every Christian's mission. Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will nowise cast out." God bless. Amen.
Stand up, stand